96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
We've been floating this country on credit for centuries, yo. And we're done watching and waiting while this invention called whiteness uses and abuses us, burying black people out of sight and out of mind while extracting our culture, our dollars, our entertainment like oil, black gold, ghettoizing and demeaning our creations, then stealing them, gentrifying our genius, and then trying us on like costumes before discarding our bodies like rinds of strange fruit.
It is the speech that lit up the internet during the BET Awards and still causing ripples today. Grey's Anatomy star and Black Lives Matter activist Jesse Williams speaking out about racial politics in America. He inspired some and offended others. Tonight we ask, can black people be racist? My guests are Dr. Greg Carr, chair of the Afro-American Studies Department here at Howard University, and Raynard Jackson, a GOP political strategist. What do you think? Our lines are open. We want to hear from you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. First question. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming in. Let me start with Dr. Carr. What is the difference between racism and a racist? Both nouns, but that's, I'm going to let you take it from there.
Thank you, Harold. Always glad to be here, brother.
Sure.
Not in a charitable mood today. Alton Sterling added his name to the list of things you get the death penalty for in America. And apparently selling CDs is one of your black man, which is the definition of racism. Racism is a system. So black people can't be racist because we don't have the power to enforce the system of prejudice that is enforced against us. A racist, or someone who has racial preferences or prejudices, you know, if you can't impose that on someone else, then your predilections end at your nose. Now, you know, look at Jesse Williams, for example. And as a man who taught many of the undergraduates at Temple when I was in grad school in African American Studies, students like Jesse Williams, who got his degree from Temple in African American Studies, and I worked for the public schools in Philly, you know, the same schools, and I worked on curriculum there, same schools Jesse Williams, you know, he taught in and taught African American history. I'm proud of that brother because as an individual, he was expressing his preference, he was expressing his predilection, and he was expressing his work. Now you have this system attempting to move against him. Why y'all go organize on change.org? First of all, BET is white owned. Yeah. It's owned by Viacom. So, you know, at any given moment, a system always trumps what an individual does. So in conclusion, I guess I would say that the difference between racism and racists is basically very basic. One is a system, racism. That's what we call it, white supremacy, not black supremacy. It's a system. It's a system in which life chances can be altered depending on the racial attitudes of those who maintain the system. That's how Alton Sterling could lose his life. And a racist can be someone who has personal prejudices.
And I want to drill down about that specific piece right there. But, Raynard, I want to talk to you about that Williams speech and your thoughts about it. Do you think he went too far?
Well, no, to be honest with you, Harold, and thanks for having me. And,
sure.
And good evening to Greg.
Hey,
to be honest with you, I'm probably going to get beat up by saying this, Harold, but I thought it was a joke. I watched that for about 2 or 3 minutes live. I had enough. I flipped the channel. But then when I heard later on that evening how much run it was getting, I went back and watched the whole thing from start to finish. The problem I had with the speech is here we have black folks talking about what the man is or is not doing for us, but Tyler Perry has a production deal where he's a writer, director, executive producer, et cetera. And yet when you look at blacks who control their own shows, on mainstream TV as well as the cable network, what I find amazing is they showcase and produce images relative to the black community far worse than what white Hollywood does. And that bothers me to no end.
But let me correct something, Raynard, because you said Jesse Williams was talking about what the man does. What did you say? You said that what he does to us. I think Jesse Williams was talking specifically about the effect that perhaps white supremacy or racism has, what effect it has had on African Americans. And he even went back to the 1600s during the course of that speech. As a matter of fact, I want to play a little bit more from that speech, and then I want to get you to react, and then we're going to go to the phone lines.
Dedicating our lives to getting money just to give it right back for someone's brand on our body, when we spent centuries praying with brands on our bodies, and now we pray to get paid for brands on our bodies.
Interesting, interesting point there, Renard. But I think that what has been happening now is that this thing still has a lot of legs. He was tweeting about the Alton Sterling thing, the situation in Baton Rouge today, and he has been, as Dr. Carr has mentioned, challenged on change.org to be fired from Grey's Anatomy. Shonda Rhimes, the creator, executive producer, and grand poobah of all things hot on TV right now, says that's not going to happen.
Well, I would agree. Let me say, I would agree with you on this, interestingly enough. I think, Raynard, that coon shows, like the type of thing that Tyler Perry indulges in most often, slightly minstrelish shows like Scandal and other things that Shonda Rhimes has produced, are indeed things that are evidence of the impact of racism, of systemic self-hatred. And so I wouldn't disagree with you about that. In fact, you know, Jesse Williams was very brave in making that speech. But in terms of branding, let's be candid about it. That wasn't WHUR. That wasn't a black institution. Viacom, in fact, you know, people are giving credit to BET. But then it went immediately back to the type of minstrel and coon show behavior that we associate BET with. And Viacom owns both BET and ABC. And make no mistake about it, in terms of the difference between racism and racists. When Shonda Rhimes has exercised her course and served her purpose, Viacom will have no problem freeing itself from her services. After all, I mean, black is popular now. That's why Shonda Rhimes has the leverage to, quote unquote, protect Jesse Williams at this point.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about racism and being racist. Can black people be racist? What do you think? Let's go to Judith calling from D.C. Judith, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
I agree with the first gentleman that spoke.
Dr. Carr.
That racism is a system. It's an economic, social, political, educational. It's a system. It penetrates and permeates every part of our lives. Now, can individual people of individual races be bigoted and prejudiced toward other people? Yes, for either real or perceived reasons of blaming them for the condition in that person's life, okay? And right now, I think us getting off into the corporate part of who this man, actor, works for and all of that, this young man is seeing in America what you and I woke up and experienced this morning. Killing over and over again of men who are trying to provide for their families, right, or who are minding their business, right, or who are trying to live in this country. And at the same time, he sees the best of our culture, the best of everything that we have being popularized and mined on the other side. And he made a statement about it. He got a platform. He made a statement about it. I applaud him.
Well, thank you, Judith. I appreciate your input. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. George calling from D.C. What do you think?
Okay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My comment is, has a white person ever been black in America?
I don't even know how to react to that, George.
Well, it depends. I think Justin Timberlake thought he had some privileges on the other side of the racial divide, and he found out very quickly that bringing sexy back and being a form of Jim Crow, 21st century Jim Crow minstrelsy, didn't extend him the privilege of talking. And when he got on social media and attempted to elevate, in his mind, Jesse Williams' speech, he very quickly found out that black is more than dipping your big toe in the culture. There's a lot of pain that black people people's shoulder in this country. And, you know, sometimes at these moments, people think somehow they got more privilege than they can. So I think there have been some attempts, Brother George, but like Justin Timberlake found out, they can only go so far.
But Renard, here's my question now. If black people cannot be part of racism, can they be racist, or can you call a black person a racist if they utter, for example, a racial epithet, or they have actions that are racially offensive to someone of another race? Then you can look at that black person and say, well, that black guy is a racist.
Well, yeah, that's an interesting question, Harold. And what I'd like to see get the doc doing is, I think we can be racist, but it's not racism towards whites. I think we exhibit more racism towards each other. For example, you look at most of these guys in music and in Hollywood who have the authority to green light their projects, to hire people for music videos, for movie roles, for theater. Most of the time, these blacks who have this authority, they will hire fair-skinned women, and rarely will they hire dark-skinned women. And that's racism within the black community.
And one correction, too. We got a tweet about this, and we appreciate that. Viacom owns CBS.
Ah, yes.
While Disney owns ABC.
That's right.
PeachKiller85
thank
on
you.
Twitter. Thank you so much for the correction.
And thank you, because you see they just made this Tarzan movie, but, you know, Disney kept that alive with the Tarzan animated feature a few years ago. So thank you. Thank you for that. You know what? I would say this very quickly. France Manon, of course, writes about this. Six words. Malcolm asked a question. Malcolm X. Who taught you to hate yourself? So this idea of black self-hatred is not something that was engendered in black people in our communities. This is something that is learned behavior. So I would agree with you, Raynard. I mean, I think the contempt many black folks have for each other is really self-contempt. And that is as a direct result of a system which tells us, and Jesse Williams addressed that night, the systemic rejection of self. And that plays out in the color politics. Look at it, what happened on social media as it relates to even how Jesse Williams looks. His mother's white, his father's black.
I was going to mention that.
Absolutely. So, and then this whole explosion.
Is he more likely to be a racist because he's biracial?
Or was he listened to and even called boo by Shonda Rhimes more intently because of how he looks? I mean, this is a very complicated conversation, and it's a very sensitive one for black folks. And quite frankly, I don't think anybody who's not black should enter this conversation without a real degree of sensitivity to the fact that this self-hatred thing is real. So I would agree with you, but I wouldn't say that we do this. We just came out the womb doing this. It's learned behavior, brother.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Thornell calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, Thornell. What's on your mind?
Yes. I just wanted to be clear on something. When we're talking about races, we need to understand what the definition of word is. The definition of race is a person who believes that a particular race is superior to one another. So, and going back to what Raynard said, black people can't particularly be racist because black people we're not empowered to implement systems in order to hold people back, to discriminate against them. We don't write laws that affect people in such a negative way based on their race, religion, culture. We don't do that. And it kind of, it incenses me when we talk about the Jesse Williams issue and we revert right to what somebody is putting on television. Jesse Williams wasn't talking about images that were put on television or minstrel shows. He was talking about police brutality. He was talking about, you know, cultural appropriation. He was talking about protecting black women. He wasn't talking about cooling on television. He wasn't talking about people not being able to green light shows. It's just a deflection against the dominant white society that we certain people within our community do. We have people that automatically speak about what is Black Lives Matter doing when a black person is killed by a police officer.
Well, Thornell, I've got to go to a break, but you've made an excellent point. And when we come back, we are going to talk about the latest news out of Baton Rouge. What does this have to do with what Jesse Williams was saying during the BET Awards? If you were on the phone, stay with us. Ricky, Bengali, Stay with us. We will be talking to you. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We still want to hear from you. Lines are open. Give us a call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We'll be back on Sirius XM in just a bit.